folks. This is Brother Lee Whaley here at Crusading for Christ Podcast Hour, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Listen, how y'all doing today? I want to talk to you for just a few minutes, about something that's more precious than anything to me, including everything. This right here, the Bible, the Holy Bible, the written word of the living God. And here's what I want to talk to you about real quick. I'm not going to have a 10-hour service, I promise you. Even close. Anyway, how many of you right now are sitting there listening or watching this and you know in your heart there's something it just ain't right? Our country's being invaded from the South and from the North. Our politicians are liars. They tell you everything but the truth. Isaiah in 5:20, it tells you that. It tells you that very thing. They'll tell you, they'll call the truth a lie and a lie the truth and all these kind of things. It's happening. There's some verses also in 1 Timothy chapter 4. I want to talk to you about that. And I want you to understand, I love you, and I'm just trying to help you. I mean, this thing is just getting closer and closer and closer to the second coming. Now, some of you say, well, I just don't believe the Bible and I don't believe in God. And that's very, very common, because especially in our day, for the last 60 years, we've been told by the secular humanist and the atheist and the agnostics that there is no God. So it's understandable that you've been trained that way. Maybe you go to school and you have atheist friends, you have atheist teachers, and they all tell you there's no God. Well, you know what the Bible says in Psalms chapter 14, verse 1, and also chapter 53, verse 1. It says the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. So you put yourself in the category that you want to, but there is a God. And he created everything that you see as far as the world, the stars, the sun, the moon, the universe. And it was just him speaking the word. Can't comprehend it, and you never will. So you try to get it off of this other little scientific Big Bang Theory and all that, so much, which I actually believe the Big Bang Theory. I said, here's what I believe. I believe God said, bang, and it was. I mean, boom, it was. So God put that out there. But in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and there are several places in the New Testament that Paul wrote especially, but he says, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, where are we at in America and in the world? We've already crossed over the Kadesh Barnea part that I talked about a few years back. We're past all that now. We are in the last days. We are in the end times. And you're seeing it all around you. You're seeing the fall of the world. You're seeing the upcoming one world currency. You're seeing all these things come to pass. But the Bible says, understand this, that in the latter times, this is the way it's going to be. And what he wants us to do, God wants us to do, is remember our position in him, which is in Christ. He has sealed us. He has sanctified us. And one day he will, excuse me, glorify us. But right now we're in a battle, and the battle is for the souls of men. And what I want to talk to you about today is this falling away from the truth. There's so many churches today. They're all preaching this social gospel and the prosperity gospel that if you believe in this, you're a born again Christian, you should be driving around in a Mercedes and have the finest houses. When all along God says, when God says, lay not your treasures up on the earth where moth and rust corrupt and thieves break through and steal. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19, 20, 21. Don't lay your treasures up on heaven, because he said, where your treasures at, that's where your heart's going to be. What I'm trying to tell you is the closer we get to the end of time, the more the devil's going to throw out there for the love of this world, the love of everything the world's got to offer. And all the world's got to offer you is nothing but hell and death. So what I want to talk to you about this right now is what it says. Is there a falling away? Is there a new doctrine? Sure there is. All kinds of stuff going on, our politicians and everything else. As you can see back there, right back there, I'm a Trump supporter because I know he's not Moses, But I do know that he's a whole lot better off than what's in there right now. And if any of you got to watch that clown circus last night with the screaming old fella that, bless his heart, he's just pitiful. But anyway, but the Bible said these things are going to happen. And when you see them start happening, he said, be looking up for my redemption draweth nigh. In other words, God has given us these symbol, these signs. And the signs is really when he talks about that in Matthew 24, when the Jews ask Jesus, what would there be the signs of your coming? They're not talking about the rapture. The rapture hadn't even been revealed yet. They're talking about the second coming when he, in Revelation 19. But you see, the event they didn't see, this mystery they didn't get, was the rapture of the church. Now, I know there's a lot of people that would argue that, even in the Christian church. Some say post, some say pre, some say mid. Listen, Jesus is coming back, and you better be ready. That's what I'm going to tell you. But if you noticed how people are so easily deceived today by these politicians, by all this lying, by cults, the occult, man, we're just eat up with it. And now, the first time in my life I've seen it is these Muslims protesting right here in America, and they've got the right to do that according to the law about Israel. In Israel, we have supported them 100%. And I personally believe that if America ever quits supporting Israel, that'd be the final nail in the coffin. That's the only really ace in the hole that we have right now, is that we support Israel. And God said, I'll bless those that bless you. He told Abraham that back in the book of Genesis. And I'll curse those that curse thee. I mean, look at the people that go against Israel. Anyway, don't want to get into all that. But I want to just warn you. This is a warning. It is time to tell others about Christ. It's time to tell your family about the love of God, the sacrifice on the cross, the vicarious death, the burial, and then the third day of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is coming again, and when he comes, he's going to come. He's not coming back to suffer anymore. He'll never suffer like he did again. That will never happen again. He's not coming back to be beat on, spit on, and ridiculed. He's coming back as Lord of Lords, and he's coming back as King of Kings. And my question to you, will you be there? Do you know that you're going to be there? The Bible says, except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man be born again, spiritually speaking. Nicodemus had a hard time with that. And Jesus explained to him, not of the flesh, but in the spirit to be born again. And that's what I want to talk to you about just for another few seconds here. We as God's people, the children of God, the saved, the redeemed, the bride of Christ, it's our job to warn others about the coming destruction, that's the wrath of God that's coming upon the whole earth. It's coming. Revelation chapter 6, verse starting in verse 1 through chapter 19, when Jesus comes back at the Revelation. Chapters 1 through 3 is the church age, and 3 and 4 setting up for the tribulation and all that. But anyway, don't want to get into all that because it's a lot of time. But listen, what I'm trying to tell you, the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking, and we're going to be facing God soon. Every one of us will. And I never will forget Adrian Rogers said there was a statistic that's absolutely fantastically correct. And that is one out of every one person will die, and we will, and those days come. So what I want to do is tell you how much I love you. I do. Pray for me, but let's get ready. Let's tell our loved ones about Christ. Easter's coming up. Our church is having 5 services on Easter Sunday. So if you don't have nowhere to go, Midway Baptist Church is having 5 services, Easter services on Sunday. You need to go to church, but you need to get saved. I mean, the Lord may come back before Easter. Who knows? You don't want to have to say, well, I'm going to wait. That's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to wait, but waiting never comes. And so, listen, this is Brother Lee Whaley. I love you. Study the Bible. The psalmist said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There is no God. There is none good. No, not one. That's what the fool has said. But God said, look up, for my redemption draweth nigh. He's coming back. And when he comes back, he's coming back with the angels, and this thing's going to be over, and the world's going to go into a great tribulation. The Antichrist is coming, is going to come on the scene. He's going to introduce the false prophets going to come on and introduce the Antichrist, just like John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ. The false prophet will come, and he'll be the forerunner of the Antichrist, and he's going to be the one that's going to deceive, and God's going to send out a strong delusion that they believe a lie. Second Thessalonians tells you about that. Folks, it's happening right before your eyes. It's happening right now. The last days are here. We are dead in them. This is it. And if you're not saved, you're going to miss out. And when you miss out, that's it. Hell's your home. And it's eternal. And it's never ending. That's harsh, but it's the fact, because that's what the Bible says. And listen, the Bible, when it says that hell delivered up the dead that were in it, and God judges at the white throne of judgment the lost people, the great, the small, the big, the large, and then they were cast into hell, the outer darkness. That's coming. Or do you want to go to a place called heaven where the streets are pure gold and the walls are jasper and there's 12 foundations and there's 12 gates? And there's no night there, because God's the glory of that place. The light of the heavens is going to be the glory of God. It'll be one glorious day, and you need to go. Listen, I love you, and I'll talk to you real soon, and I'll meet you again right here on the Crusading with Christ podcast hour. Have a great day. See you real soon. Goodbye.